in a brand new series called Still Standing Today. It didn't come about by accident. We don't get our series off cereal boxes or something like that. Usually it's something God has laid on my heart. Usually by life experience, something I'm going through, something I'm struggling with. If you see something like that with a fellow with boxing gloves on, you got a feeling, you know what mood I'm in. Amen? A fighting mood. I've been fighting the devil. I know y'all don't think, and that surprises some of you, that I struggle. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. I struggle. Can you say that with me? I struggle. It's what I do. I never struggle. Dumbest thing you never think is that the pastor doesn't struggle. Doesn't fight Satan. Two weeks ago Saturday night, I didn't sleep one bit. Got up and preached that last Sunday before I went to Colorado without any sleep. None. I know you think I'm crazy. That's fine. I'd rather you think I'm crazy and know who I am than think I'm something else that I ain't. No, I struggle. And as I was struggling, this thought kept hitting my head. Still standing. Still standing. As I was being attacked, still standing. Hell or high water, still standing. Not quitting. Not giving up. Not going back. I'm going to get up, even though I ain't had no sleep, and I'm going to preach. Because I'm still standing. Till I ain't standing, and you don't need to clap, be honest with you. That's not the mood I'm in right now. Okay, excuse me. I'm sorry. I appreciate it. But listen, so that's the series. And I'm not up here to preach about me. But I know you live there. You live where I was laying. You're like that. Oh, no. No, you're good at covering up and you're good at hiding. And I know that. Because I'm an expert at it. Amen? So what is this series going to be about, preacher? It's going to be about still standing. It's going to be about what happens when hell and high water and everybody, and you've been rocked and you've been knocked and you've been socked. But buddy, I'm still standing. Okay? Because I'm a child of God. And I can make it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Where'd I get some crazy idea like that? The Word of the living God. Amen? I am more than a conqueror through Him who loved me. Where'd you get an idea like that? The Word of God. If God be for me, who can be against me? Where'd I get some crazy idea? Word of God. So that's the series. Got it? That's where we're going. And I got the first message. Now all I got that night was the title. So if Satan come against me, I'm still standing, still standing. And I figured like if I'm going to still stand, I'm going to have a little more than a title. Amen! So I got the first message in Colorado, out there. And I also got some encouraging words from pastors at this big pastors conference. Because they were all talking, and they didn't have the title I have, but this big conference I went to, they were all talking about struggling and how hard it is, and they were talking about we ain't quitting and we're still standing. Amen? And so this is a big pastors conference. You'd know these guys if we mentioned them. Big, big preachers. You see them all the time. So anyway, I had a good time, and I got encouraged. And so the message is that today. Let's go with it. A little bit different than what I thought I'd start with on the first message. But I believe the next several messages we give, this is where you're going to have to come back to message number one, if you're going to still stand. Amen? So this is going to be our foundation. Let's talk about it. Here we go. Psalm 46 will be all over the scriptures. Bunch of scriptures today. They'll be up on the big screen for you. You can get this message online. Go there. Click it. You'll have the PowerPoints, all the pictures, everything you'll see. It'll be there. Tomorrow, you can get it. Psalm 46, 1 through 3. God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in time of what? Trouble. Therefore will not we what? Fear. Though earth be removed. Though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be what? Troubled. Though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. Then verse 10, if you ride on down in that psalm, verse 10, and one you'll know. Be still and know, say it with me, that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. I want you to catch that thought right there. Pop it up. Say it with me again. Be and know that I am God. So the title of this series is called Still Standing. But this first week, I just want to look at that word still. Can we do that? Still standing. Be still and know that I am God. Then I got a crazy passage I want to read to you from over in Matthew. Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi and he asked his disciples, "Who do men say I am?" And they said, "Some of you say you're John the Baptist, some say you're Elias, some say you're Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets." He said unto his 12, "But who do you say I am?" And perhaps there was some silence from the 11, I don't know. But one of them piped up, Peter. Remember Peter? He's the guy that cut off the guy's ear, remember that? Peter's the one that cussed. He had a little cussing problem. Do you remember Peter, yes or no? And I don't get this at all, but he's the one in John 21 that was swimming naked. You figure that out. I have no idea. This guy pipes up and says, "You are the Christ. You're the Son of the living God." That's great, but that's not what I'm looking for. Here's what I'm seeing, verse 17. And Jesus answered and said unto Peter, "Blessed are you, Simon, for flesh," say it with me, "and blood hath not revealed it unto thee," say it with me, "but my," which is in. See, you might think that was normal. The other 11 didn't say squat. This was normal. Surely Peter knew he was the Christ. This was before the cross. This was before Pentecost when Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost. Peter, the guy with the violent tendencies, the guy with the foul mouth, the guy with the crazy swimming habits. Hey, anyway. He piped up and said something. And Jesus says, "Peter, listen, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. Say it with me. But my..." Now we're going somewhere and I know you think you're lost. You're not. Hang in here. We're talking about a subject today. Be still and know that I am God. Peter knew something. Peter heard something. Peter could say something that God told him. Before the cross, before Pentecost, before the filling of the Holy Ghost, God spoke to that man. In the book of Revelation, we're going to say it a bunch of times. We'll flip them quick, Raj. Writing to the seven churches, Jesus speaking, "He that hath an ear, let him" what? Then another church, he says, "He that hath an ear, let him" what? What the Spirit says. To another church, he says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear." What the Spirit says. To another church, "He that hath an..." Let him hear. To another church, "He that hath an ear, let him hear." What the Spirit says to the churches. To another one, "He that hath a" what? "Ear, let him" what? What the Spirit is saying to another church. Look, "He that hath an ear, let him" what? "Hear." What the Spirit is saying to the churches. Say it with me. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says." I know you're lost a little bit. We're talking about be still and know that I am God. That's where I'm headed. That's what he tells me when trouble comes. We see in the Scriptures that God will speak and we can hear if we're listening. He tells us to do this. If you're going to stand, if you are going to still stand when all hell's coming against you, when life is killing you, when you are being attacked, whatever, mess happens. If you're going to stand, you're going to need to seek what the Spirit says. Y'all listening? You're going to need to seek what the Spirit says. You're going to have to tap into what Peter got when the 11 seemed to did not get it. You understand? That's where we're headed. Boy, would you say this with me? I must hear from God. And I know I'm loud. You might need to turn me down. I don't care either way. Because I'm going to holler. I can't help it. This is not a quiet sissy boy message. Amen? When you're down, when you're struggling, man, I need to hear from God. You listening? That's what you need. That's what I need. It's my foundation, man. If I'm going to keep standing, I've got to keep these communication lines open. I ain't going to let something screw that up. I need to hear from God. Amen? Let's keep looking. Big question then, how do I stand still and hear from God? It was a great intro, wasn't it? Great. You made me believe it. Now what? Glad you asked. How do I stand still and hear from God? How do I hear His voice? How do I know He's there? How do I know I belong to Him and Him to me and He cares for me when it seems like others don't? Say, how do I do that? Wow, that's pretty good stuff if I can figure that out. Amen? You want to hear it? Boy, I want to hear it. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. I love you people because you, many of you are messed up. You struggle. Give us a church that's real and has real people in it that have real problems, that really have needs. And if we'll open up and let that happen, I think we'll build a great church for the glory of God. Amen. Come, yeah, I like that clapping. Come on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not that I don't like the other, but here we go. Here we go. Here's the title of the message today, the first one, and I believe every one of these messages is going to be little initials. Here's this one. Say it with me. G-P-S. One more time. G-P-S. That means global positioning systems. That don't mean that in my message. You can tell I don't even know what that is. Years ago, they came out with this thing. Garmin's, we call them. Now there's other brands. TomTom and Billy Bob, all that mess. Here we go. All right. Well, I didn't want one. I don't need that mess. I was 10 years after the cell phone came out. I wasn't having one of them. People want to see me, they can come call them. They can come to use my regular phone. They can come see me in the house. I don't need that mess. I am slow. Same thing with the Garmin. Don't waste your money on them. I don't need that thing. I know where I'm going. Okay? And if I don't, I will buy a map. Okay? I got every map. You can still go to my truck right now. Go in the side door and flip through all them maps I have. I got all kinds of maps. Yeah. Ain't no Garmin. And then I got one. Joy got me one. And I don't believe it's going to work. You can't put your address in there and it tell you where to go. You can't trust these crazy computer people. They're crazy. So I get one. Daggum. It works. I tried it around here and there, you know. But then I went on this trip a couple of years ago to Dallas, Texas. And I was going on up to Colorado and I drove all the way. But I had a meeting downtown Dallas. All those overheads and underpasses and thoroughfares and toll roads, all that mess. I could not believe it. I'm doing 55, 65. And just as long as you listen. Tell you, you know, left lane, you know. I didn't miss a turn. And when we were meeting at a restaurant of all places. I pulled right up. And there stood the architect. Shazam, I could not believe it. That's the truth, though. You know what I'm saying? So, GPS. Amen? Now, by the way, this is more information than you need. It's a lady that talks to you. If you're single, fellas, get one of these. She'll talk all you want. I'm telling you. She'll fuss with you and argue, too. If you don't have a long conversation, do what she doesn't tell you to do. Amen? You'll talk all night. Here we go. Listen. Listen to me. I call my Garmin girl Gigi. The kids know it. They'll even ask me, hey, Dad, can I borrow Gigi? Amen? So anyway, GPS. GPS. God's position system. When all hell's coming against me, I need to know what He says do. I need to know where He says turn. I need to hear from Him. Y'all listening this morning? That's the message today. That's the thought. Here's the big point. Here it is. Pop it up. God wants to speak into my life. before the turn, before I do something stupid. He wants to talk to me. He cares for me. He wants to speak to me before the turn. Now, if you get one of these things, and if you're on a long stretch, she won't talk to you. She'll talk to you about a mile before the turn. And I'm here to tell you today, God will talk to you. Oh, no, I know these are these long stretches. But He will talk to you before the turn. But you've got to have an ear to hear. You've got to be listening. You've got to be still and know that He's God. So y'all hear me now? So how can I do that? How can I stand still and hear from God? How can I get God's position on where I'm at in life? Keep looking. Number one, it's a quick point. Say it with me. I must be... One more time. I must be... What's going to teach me to know that I need to hear from God? Oh, it's not a fancy point. Trouble. 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 Trouble will teach you that you need to hear from God. So often, though, trouble, I don't let trouble be my teacher. I'm like you. God, I can't believe you let this happen. God, I can't believe this is happening. God, how could you love me and let this happen? See, that's us, ain't it? But I hate to tell you this, church. You're on planet Earth. It's a sin-cursed Earth. There are sinners around you, and you happen to be a sinner too. Okay? And guess what? Mess and crap, excuse me, is going to happen. All right? And it's what you do with it. It can teach you that there's a God in heaven, and I need Him. Amen? And I need you, Lord. I need to hear from you, Lord. I need you to fight for me my battles. I need to hear from you desperately, God. I need you. Trouble's going to teach me that. Are there other things it's going to teach me? I have known men that wanted to get to know God. Oh, man, they wanted to hear from God. And they got so spiritual, and they read every book and everything they could study. And I'm not dissing all that kind of mess, but I'm telling you what, I've seen so many of those guys end up being losers in life. One I know in particular, he went to seminary. He got the degrees. He got the PhD. He was everything. He became an abuser of his wife and his children. He was a despicable, horrible human being. But he could argue you into the ground on Scripture. He never heard from God. Guess who heard from God in his family? His wife. His son ended up growing up being one of the greatest preachers I've ever known. Here he thought he knew from God. You didn't know snot. But God worked through the trouble and raised up two champions. Are y'all listening? Trouble. So instead of thinking trouble's going to leave you, trouble's going to get away from you, you know, God's picking on you, you can keep buying that devil's lie if you want to. Or you can go, this is an opportunity for me to listen up and to get my GPS on. Amen? That's number one. Now, this is going to happen in your life. This aggravates me to death.
Recalculating.
Doesn't that happen in life, say? I was going this direction. It was going so good.
Recalculating.
That's life. Number one, I must be taught. Let's go real quick. Number two. How do I stand still and hear from God? Number two, I must what? Come on one more time. I must. If I was going to get from Englewood to Dallas, I had to trust that lady. Didn't want to trust her. Didn't even want to like her. You're going to have to trust your Heavenly Father if you're going to still stand and you're going to make it. You listening? Tap into your inner navigational system. What do I mean by that? I mean this. You're not a dog. Can you say that with me? I am not a... I love dogs. I got the best dog on the planet. If any dog dies and goes to heaven, Oreo will. I know that, okay? But I'm not a dog. I have a conscience. I have a spirit. I was made in the image of God. God can speak to me. He's given me a book for me to read. I can hear from Him. I am not a dog. But I've got to tap into that. I've got to tap into that. Now, so many of us over the years, we've done things so wrong and so bad, we pretty near killed our conscience. We can get by and do stuff that it used to bother us. It don't even bother us anymore because your conscience is seared. It's all screwed up. Well, you've got to realize that thing's going to have to be quickened, made alive. That happens by the Spirit of God. And you can change, you can be different, and you can hear from God. I don't care where you've been in life. You listening? Tap into that. Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. John 10:11. Boy, I want you to get this. Jesus speaking, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and I'm known of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they what? Follow me. So number one, I've got to be taught. Trouble's going to teach me. Number two, I must trust. I've got to tap into my inner navigational system that God created me with. He wants to speak into my life. You've got to know that. And this is something you need to know. I want you to read it with me. I put it up on the screen so you'll see it and say it with me. Say this with me. You've got to know this, and you've got to feel this, and you've got to rest in this. Say it with me. Jesus Christ is my... Say the next one. He gave His life for me. Next. He knows that I am His. How about this one? I know that He is mine. I can hear His voice. I will follow Him. Amen? But that's going to take trust. If you keep looking, if you keep looking at the trouble and keep playing that game, why has this happened to me? Why would God let this happen to me? If you're just going to stay right there and not let that teach you to get to this level too, where you start trusting that God is good all the time. God is bigger than your problems. God is a great God. You don't deserve to go through life without pain. He's there with you. He'll never leave you. You've got to get yourself to that place of, He's my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He even prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Amen? Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no what? For You are with me. You got to get there. Amen? If you're going to still stand, you got to trust Him. Amen? If you're going to hear His voice, you've got to trust Him. He will not speak to anyone who does not have faith. He will not talk to you. If you go, you're no good, you don't take care of me, I can't hear you, you're not listening to me, you've ruined my life, where have you been, you did this, you let this person die, you let this person leave me, you hurt me. As long as you're doing this, you're not going to be doing this. You need to see Him like this. I love you. I'm sorry you're hurting. I'm here for you. Hush now. Quiet. Listen to me. Hadn't left you. Amen? How do I stand still and hear from God? Number three, I must be taught, trouble's going to do that, I must trust Him. Number three, say that with me, I must know. Oh man, this is huge. You got to say it again. I must know truth. Do you get a little screwy like that? Where you have to sort out what's the truth and what's not? Who you are in Christ and who you're not? Who's God and who ain't? You ever get like that? Or am I the only crazy one in the building? Oh, I struggle. And the thing that keeps bringing me back is truth. I know the truth. Let's keep looking. Hebrews 5, 11 through 14. Of whom we have many things to say, hard to be uttered, seeing you're dull of hearing. That's what I am so often. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you need that one teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. You're become as such as have need of milk, not of strong meat. You ever have to relearn things because you get dull of hearing? And you have to go to the woodshed again because you didn't get it the first time? For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a big baby. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of what? Use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. What's that talking about? That's talking about, friend, if you're not in the Word, if you don't know truth, you're going to continue to be a big baby. And every time something happens in your life, trouble comes, because trouble's going to keep coming, you're going to keep just getting swamped. You're going to keep getting nailed, knocked out, knocked down. Listen, you've got to get to the place where I must know truth. Every day, man, I got to be in the Word. I got to be quoting Scripture. I got to be eating it up. Why? Because I am a needy person. I need to hear from God. I need to know His truth. Y'all listening? Y'all ain't going to sleep on me, are you? You shall know the what? Truth! And the truth shall make you free. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. I'm the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. If you expect to hear from God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, you're going to hear that coming through me. Romans 3, 4. God forbid, yea, let God be true and every man a what? Liar. Are you there? Can Satan or other people knock you out, knock you down? You turn on God, you get angry with God, you stop listening to God because you believe them and you don't believe Him. Here's what you need to say. You are liars. Satan, get behind me. You're a liar. You're the father of lies. You've lied ever since the beginning. Crazy message, isn't it? How am I still going to stand? I must know truth. Now we're going somewhere that's going to get a little gross. Y'all ready? You knew it was going to happen, didn't you? A little ugly's coming. The Word of God is quick. It's powerful. It's sharper, say it with me, than a... That's sharp. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that's not manifest in His sight, but all things, say it with me, are what? Naked. Would you say that again? Naked. One more time. Naked. And open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Now I'm going to go to the Old Testament real quick. I know we're all over the place, but I hope it makes sense in the end. I must know truth. What does the Word of God do? Somebody tell me. It does what? Cuts. Cuts. Why don't you look at the story of Abraham real quick? God called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees, told him He's going to make him a great nation. Remember all that? Now Abraham's been following for many years. Amen. He ain't got him a kid yet. He ain't got Isaac yet. Okay? But he's been following after God. And when Abram was 99 years old, say 99 with me. Come on. 99. The Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect, or be thou mature, be strong. I will make my covenant between me and you. I will multiply you exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. Neither shall your name anymore be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made you. And I will make you exceeding fruitful. I will make nations out of you, and kingdoms shall come out of you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you, and your seed after you, and their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto to thee and to your seed after you. And I will give unto you and to your seed after you the land wherein you're a stranger. All the land of Canaan, God speaking, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generation. Stop 1 second. What does the Word of God do? Tell me again. It cuts us. How does God see us? Naked. Keep that in mind. This is my covenant that you shall keep between me and you and your seed after you. Every man child among you shall be circumcised. That reminds me of that Hebrews cut thing. The Word of God and the naked thing. You shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin. Fellas, we know what this is talking about. It shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. God established a covenant with Abraham. It was the cutting of the foreskin of the private area of the male. I said that nice. Amen? And God said, this is going to be the covenant. And look at this. Abraham listened to him. Abraham did it. Look, Abraham was how old when he did it? Somebody say it. And the only thing I'm worried about is, does this man have some shaky hands or something? Excuse me? And we forget the Old Testament. They didn't have scalpels. They used sharp stones. Ouch. I know it's a little gross and crazy, but listen to me. I'm going somewhere. Here's what Deuteronomy says about what I just said. And the Lord thy God will circumcise your heart. Oh, it's gonna hurt. Me getting to know him and hurting. Amen? Me trusting him. But that truth will do that job on me. It'll work. You listening? And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord. Did I miss that other verse? Can you back it up? Thank you. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thy heart and the heart of your seed to what? Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, that you may live. Thou shalt return and obey the what? That's what I'm talking about today. The what? The voice of God. I can hear him. Wow. And do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. There's one of them stones. Can we see it again just to get the guys to like quiver? Yeah, that hurts. Here's the point. The truth of God's Word cuts away the carnality, the flesh from my heart, so that I can hear what the Spirit says. Would you say that with me? Pop it up. The truth of God's Word cuts away the, say it with me, the flesh from my heart so that I can hear what the Spirit says. It's not enough to be taught. It's not enough to trust. You have got to have truth. You've got to have the truth of the Word of God. You listening? That's the thing that's sharp. That's the thing that's powerful. That's the thing that cuts. If you're going to still stand, folks, I'm telling you, for Jesus, when all hell breaks loose, you got to have truth. Interesting thing about that word heart, and this is just a country boy talking, the word hear and ear is both in that word heart. The heart. When the Bible talks about the heart, it ain't talking about that pumping organ thing. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about your will. It's talking about your conscience. It's talking about your choices. It's talking about your ear. Are you listening? That's what it's talking about. Love the Lord with your will. Love the Lord with your heart. Hear Him with your ear and do what He says do. I must know the truth. Because recalculating is going to happen, baby. How did this little Deuteronomy thing finish up? And believe it or not, we're about done. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice, that's what we've been talking about, of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the law. If thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all your heart, hear and ear, with all your soul, for this commandment which I command you this day, it's not hidden from you. You're hurting. You don't. What's going on? It's not hidden from you. It's not far away. Listen, your answer, you're the voice from God. It ain't up in heaven that you got to say, who shall go up to heaven and bring it down to us so that we can hear it and do it. Listen, the voice of God is not in the sea that you should say, who shall go to the sea and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto you. It's in your what? It's in your heart that you may do it. See, I've set before you this day life and good, death and evil. And that I command thee this day to love the Lord your God, walk in His ways, keep His commandments, His statutes, His judgments, that you may live. You can still stand, man. You can multiply. And the Lord your God shall bless thee in the land where you go to possess it. But if your heart, your ear, your hearing turns away, so you won't hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce you this day. You can blame it on me all you want. You can tell everybody I'm a bad God. Let me tell you something. I denounce you for not listening to me. That you shall surely perish, that you shall not prolong your days upon the land, whither thou passest over Jordan and go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, say it with me, choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord your God, that you may obey His what? There it is, voice, that you may cleave to Him, for He is your life. And the length of your days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, to give them. I learned something. I don't know if you did or not. GPS. What's it mean for us at the church today? God's position system. If you're going to still stand and hear the voice of God, you got to have your GPS, baby. Amen? How do I stand still and hear from God? I'm not re-preaching the message, but I'm going to pop it one more time in our head. Say it with me. I must be... What's going to teach me? Trouble. Number two, I must... Number three, I must know... Amen. Praise the Lord. What else we got? What's the whole point of the message today? What happens when hell comes against me? Life comes against me, struggles, and we're going to talk about the next few weeks. How do I respond? How can I keep standing? That's what we're going to talk about. We need to remember this as we move forward. God wants to speak into my life. When? Before the turns. Got it? There he is. He's fighting, baby. He's going to be fighting over the next few weeks. Get ready. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for His word today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We made it through another message. Let's stand together. Come on. If you're here and not needing to jump out and go to work, we ask you to stay with us till we're closing the service. I appreciate that. Amen. We don't want to quench a spirit, stop His work that He's going to do. We need to let this stuff sink down in us, because I just go through this stuff like a wild man. We need to give God a chance to work in our heart. Father, I just pray You'll bless this word to our heart. Thank You, Lord, for speaking to me. Thank You, Lord, for helping me. Thank You, Lord, for encouraging me. Thank You for teaching me. Thank You for helping me trust You. Thank You for the truth of the Word of God in my life. I pray You'll bless this word today. I pray You were pleased with the word, and that You receive glory and honor. I pray this word will go with power and will touch people's heart and find good ground now, Holy Spirit of the living God, for You to work with. And I pray You'll just touch hearts. I pray the folk will have ears to hear. Help them, God, I pray, to open Your heart, their heart to You, I pray. That's my prayer, Father. I pray for someone who's not a Christian. I pray with their heart, with their ear, they would hear how much Jesus loves them, and they of their own choice would choose to say yes to Jesus and follow Jesus and to trust Him. I give this to You, God, into Your hands. In Jesus' name.